Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. My new book is called The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. Please check it out, and I think you'll like what you see there. We're having a great visit with our friend Brett Lauder, who hasn't been with us for a while. We knew him back in the wine.com days. He's now the president of declutter.com, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, drop the E on the end there, .com. And Brett, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us about declutter, and while you're telling us about it, tell us about what we can learn from what this company has done.
So it's a really pretty neat company and a great service. The little background: the company started 7 years ago in the UK. It's named Music Magpie in the UK, musicmagpie.co.uk, mm-hmm. but changed the brand, and we can talk about that because Magpie didn't translate well here. and so to declutter, but it's a great service. In that, if you have, and I know I do, and we all have, old physical media, so old DVDs, CDs, yeah. video games, and you know, if you're like me, you've had them in, you know, boxes in the attic.
What about my What about my LPs? Don't you want my LPs?
Sorry about that.
Oh man,
no 8-tracks either.
The 4-tracks are okay though, right?
So you've got those, you know, just hanging out. And you haven't known what to do with them. And so what we do is we will buy that from you. It's very simple. One of our things is to make things surprisingly simple. So you can go on our website, declutter.com. You can type in the UPC code. You can download our Android or iPhone app and take a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Automatically, we tell you what value we'll place on that and tell you what we'll pay you for that particular piece of media. You throw that and a bunch of others in a box, and we email you a free UPS shipping label, put that on, ship it to us, and then in just about 10 to 14 days, you'll receive a check. Actually, in a few more weeks, we'll have direct deposit options as well. So we say you scan it, you send it, and then you spend it. It is that easy.
It's, so, you know. But it's just for media, though, right? I mean, the old recliner or the old lamp or those things don't work, right?
Well, interesting you should say that. Right now, it's just physical media. However, later this year and then going into next year, we'll move into other product categories. For instance, electronics and fashion clothing, and those are areas.
I don't have any fashion clothing, but I got electronic graveyard back here.
And that's the beauty too, is that again, you can scan it all, throw it all in the same box, and ship it to us for free, and then you receive money and you declutter your house. You know, there by the name.
So check that out, folks. But so what have you learned in making this transition from the UK to the US with this e-commerce site? You mentioned that the first name didn't translate well. People in the East don't know much about magpies. They know what magpies are out West, but
true.
But what I mean, of course, Heckle and Jekyll. Who doesn't know about Heckle and Jekyll, right?
Right.
But so what have you learned, and what can we learn from that?
So, you know, a couple things that, and we mentioned this in the first part of the show, is one thing that I think the company and we did well was we made sure our operations and our foundation was good and solid before we did our more formal marketing launch here in the U.S. And part of that was they had actually come over and started that process, and they kind of did a soft launch with the term Music Magpie. And one of the first things I did after they hired me, I said, you know what, that's most people in the U.S., they know it's a bird, but they don't know much more about it, and magpies collect signing things, you know, like CDs and DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
So we rebranded and to declutter. You know, the so that was one of the very first things. And, you know, and the rest was just, like I said, making sure we had everything in place so that when we launched, we could, kind of going back to your book, is to make sure that we would put the customer first and they have a great experience from the start so that they would tell their friends and so on and so forth, and we could make good on that customer
promise. But you were also prepared to make adjustments based on what the market told you. You weren't in love. You weren't so in love with any particular idea or name that you weren't prepared to make an adjustment if you needed to.
Absolutely.
That's really important, because sometimes a small business, and I'm this way. I mean, we're all this way. We think of something. We fall in love with it. And we can't imagine that it's not going to work, and we ride it into the, you know, into the ground.
Absolutely. And, you know, the parent company in the UK is, you know, it's one of the top five growth technology companies over the last 5 years. And so things have done well. They've got great brand recognition, and yet it just didn't translate, and luckily they were open to it and could convince them that, you know, things might have to change a little bit.
So give us that website again, please.
It's declutter, that's declutter.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Brett, let's get you back again real soon.
Jim, I would love to. Love being on here, so thank you very much.
Good to have you back. We'll see you next time. Brett Lauder, ladies and gentlemen, with declutter.com. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.